ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़् आल्सो स्ट्रेन्थ् अण्ड् आल् दि आर्गन्स् बिकम् वेल् डेवलप्ड्। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are studying the Chandogya Upanishad of Samaveda. This entire sixth chapter is called Sadvidya chapter. And it has 16 khandas or sections. And in our last class, we completed the second section also. So what did we study in this second section? There are four mantras in the second section. Herein, the Chandogya Upanishad discusses the creation of the universe according to Advaita Vedantic philosophy. The text explains how Brahman, the ultimate reality, manifests itself as three different elements, sukshma, subtle elements called tanmatras, and that is the beginning of the creation of the world. So there are four stages, we said. First, the subtle means sukshma, three subtle elements of agni, apaha, annam or earth, fire, waters and earth. So how did it come about? First, Brahman manifested as tejas. Tejas means agni, agni means fire. Then it became, it desired, let me become waters. And he manifested, or Brahman in the form of agni, now manifested as waters. And a little bit of slight grossification will be there. And then this Brahman in the form of apaha or waters desired to become further grossified. And so he became the earth, herein called annam. So this is the first stage. Then with these three elements, but we have to actually presume another two also, total five. Then there is a creation of all the subtle as well as causal bodies. Manaha, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, panchapranas, etc. That is the Swapnavastha and Sushupti Avastha. That is the second stage. And what is the third stage? The third stage is now all these three elements. As I said, we have to presume the two more. Only three are mentioned, that's all. And why also, I will explain very soon. So they have become mixed up, called Panchikarna, or three elements, three different ways, called tripartite system. And yesterday we discussed that one. and now they have become grossified. Three elements are, as we have to understand, five grossified gross elements. That is the third stage. Fourth stage is that these five grossified elements, bhutas, pancha mahabhutas, now they mixed with each other and then they expanded, manifested in the form of the gross world that we are experiencing, the bodies of everything living as well as non-living. And I also mentioned this inert things, non-living things, are only according to the Western scientists. But according to Hindus, are all devatas. Every object in this world is also a living being, a devata. Each soul is potentially divine. What about a mountain, you may ask? Yes, the mountain now is in a potential stage and it will be for a long time, so to say, but one day it will also become manifest with life from inorganic to organic. And then it slowly starts traveling or ascending or standing on the evolutionary staircase. And slowly it comes to human beings and advanced human beings, sattvika, sampanna human beings, and then turns the mind inward and further spiritual practice. One day he will fully manifest his divinity. So every stage is a manifestation of divinity. If there is amoeba, its body is very limited, mind is very limited, therefore the consciousness is very limited. But that limitedness of the amoeba is more than sufficient for its life. But the same thing, slowly become a little more advanced, maybe animals, then birds or animals or human beings, and it will also further progress. So there is nothing without consciousness. Everything is the manifestation of consciousness. Also keep in mind, every object that we experience is an idea and or a thought. And what is a thought? A thought is nothing but modification of consciousness. So just like any form on the cinema screen is a modification of light, but we forget the light. And there is a house, there is a man, there is a tree, there is an animal, there are forests, mountains, rivers. We forget. They are not nothing else but manifestations of pure light. How do we know? Switch off the light and immediately you will come to know that everything disappears. Switch off the consciousness, the whole universe, including our own body, also will disappear. Now, earlier I made a statement, how do we say that there are five elements when the Chandogya Upanishad is only mentioning three? Just look at yourself, how many sense organs you have, how the five, representing five grossified elements, Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apaha, Prithvi. Correspondingly, these five elements have been manifesting as a sound, as a touch, as a form, as a taste, and as a smell. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. If we accept only three elements as per this Chandogya Upanishad, then you can't move because there is no space. You can't touch because there is no air. Akasha and Vayu, they are represented by sound as well as touch. And without sound and touch, it is impossible to live in this world, almost impossible to live in this world. And that is why it is called prapancha. Prapancha because five elements represented through five sense organs to experience five types of these sensations. How so? Because what is the world? What is a human being? Remove from human being or any being శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూపరస గంధ సౌండ్ టచ్ ఫామ్ టేస్ట్ అండ్ స్మెల్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ విల్ నాట్ రిమైన్ దట్ ఈస్ ది లాజిక్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ అండ్ ఫర్ దిస్ వీ డోంట్ నీడ్ టు హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఫెయిత్ ఎ బ్లైండ్ పర్సన్ ఓన్లీ 1/3 ఆఫ్ ది ఆర్ 4/5 ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఫర్ ఎ డెఫ్ పర్సన్ ఓన్లీ 3/5 ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ లైక్ దట్ ఈచ్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్ రిడ్యూసెస్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఇఫ్ ఆల్ ది 5 సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ అబ్సెంట్ విచ్ వీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ డ్యూరింగ్ కోమా అన్కాన్షియస్నెస్ డీప్ స్లీప్ దెన్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్ డిసప్పియర్స్ వై డస్ ఇట్ డిసప్పియర్ బికాస్ ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ దీస్ 5 సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ త్రూ ది మైండ్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ సింపుల్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది లాజిక్ సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్ క్రియేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ 4 స్టేజెస్ అండ్ ది ఫర్ ది థర్డ్ స్టేజ్ వట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ త్రివృత్ కర్ణ ట్రైపార్టైట్ సిస్టమ్ ఎస్టర్డే ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ అండ్ దట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది థర్డ్ మంత్ర అండ్ దెన్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ థాట్ తాసాం త్రివృత్తం త్రివృత్తం ఏకా ఏకా అకరోత్ అండ్ దెన్ ఉద్దాలక ఆరుణిసేస్ టు శ్వేతకేతు యథాతు ఖలు సౌమ్య ఇమాహ తిస్రో దేవతాః నౌ దీస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ దేవతాస్ 3 ఎలిమెంట్స్ అగ్ని ఆపహ అండ్ పృథ్వీ ఆర్ అన్నం ఆర్ కాల్డ్ దేవతాస్ దేవత మీన్స్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ మేనిఫెస్టింగ్ త్రూ ది ఫైర్ త్రూ వాటర్స్ అండ్ త్రూ ది అర్త్ విత్ దిస్ ది థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఈస్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఈస్ ఓవర్ నౌ ఇన్ ది 4th సెక్షన్ దేర్ ఆర్ 7 మంత్రాస్ ఆర్ దేర్ నౌ ఇన్ ది 4th సెక్షన్ రిషి ఉద్దాలక ఆరుణి అండ్ రిమెంబర్ హీజ్ ఎ నోయర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ దట్స్ వై హీ టోల్డ్ హిస్ సన్ ఇన్ అవర్ ఫ్యామిలీ దేర్ ఈజ్ నో వన్ హూ ఇస్ నాట్ ఏ నోయర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ హీ సేస్ బ్రహ్మవిత్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మీనింగ్ ఎ పండిట్ ఎ స్కాలర్ వాజ్ మాస్టర్డ్ ఆల్ ది వేదాస్ విచ్ హిస్ సన్ డిడ్ ఇన్ ది బిగినింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ నాట్ హీ మెంట్ దట్స్ వై టు మేక్ హిస్ సన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హీ సెడ్ డిడ్ యూ ఆస్క్ దోస్ క్వశ్చన్స్ బై నోయింగ్ ది వన్ ఒరిజినల్ కాజ్ causeless cause, eternal cause, which is only manifesting as this entire subtle, causal, subtle and grossified world, you will come to know everything. That is why Brahmavit, Sarvavit, Bhavati. We have to supply that one. So did you ask your teachers for that knowledge? And Shvetaketu did arrogantly replied, no, they did not teach me. What did father say? Did you ask? What was the reply? They did not teach. Why would they teach? Unless asked, why would they teach? Notice, when you are studying the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, it is conversations. Simply Sri Ramakrishna very rarely talks without being asked. At least he will start the thread. Like Bhagavad Gita, that Arjuna asked, how am I? To get out of this in what is called eternal suffering, unbearable suffering. Then only he starts with suffering only. A real pandit never suffers, never undergoes unhappiness. And how? Because a real pandit has surrendered himself. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam gacchati. Aham tesham సర్వ పాపేభ్య విముక్త కరిష్యే అథ తే అపి నిర్దుఃఖాః శోకరహితాః విషాదహీనాః భవంతి దే బికమ్ కంప్లీట్లీ సారోలెస్ నాట్ ఎ నెగటివ్ స్టేట్మెంట్ దే విల్ బి స్విమ్మింగ్ ఇన్ ది ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ హౌ బై గెటింగ్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సీమింగ్ క్రియేషన్ మల్టిప్లిసిటీ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ డ్యుయాలిటీ దట్ ఈస్ వై The beginning itself, this Upanishad says, Sadeva Soumya Idamagra Asit Patayip Ekameva Advitiyam. Now, we have seen how that Brahman desired and he became first fire. Fire desired or in the form of fire, Brahman desired. in the form of waters, Brahman desired. In the form of waters, Brahman desired. And the four stages of creation have taken place. And now the entire creation is ready. Now the being, the subject, the knower, he has to enter into it. The Bhagavan had also entered into it. Now in this fourth section, what the teacher Uddhala Karani wants to say, the whole universe is nothing but conceived manifestation, that is a combination of five elements, herein only three elements. Whenever we say three elements, we have to presume five elements. Naturally, after hearing this, the students or student must have got a question he might have asked, or a doubt must have arisen. What is the proof, sir? How do we know? And for that, this particular fourth section is giving through four examples. And how does he say? So, what he wants to say through the proving of colors, and these colors, three elements represent three colors. What is that color? What are those colors? Red color, white color, and black color. Wherever we see white, red color, that is the color of the Tejas, Agni, or fire. Wherever we see white color, it is the color representing Apaha or waters. And wherever we see black color, it represents Prithvi Tattva. And then he gives four examples, because every object, as we said earlier, or just now also, is nothing but a combination of three elements. And those three elements are represented through three types of colors. And if you take away the colors, here color means the Agni, the red color, the white color, the black color, meaning the fire, the waters, and the earth. Nothing remains. So that is what we want to say. Let me give you an example. Imagine there are 10 pots made up of clay, and you are calling them pots. What are the pots? Particular names, particular forms for particular purposes. Small pot A, big pot B, cone-shaped pot C, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. To distinguish one pot from the other pots for the sake of transactions, easy transaction. Now, earlier he said, these are all nothing but names and forms. So, you take away all these names and forms. Don't call it big or small, or square shaped, or round shaped, or pot shaped, pot billy shaped. Forget about it. If you take all names and forms, and it means qualities also and purposes also, what remains? Nothing but clay. That proves here pure clay. Pure clay means without names and forms. Pure clay means pure existence. Here clay is an example. Don't say that Swami Dayatmananda is made up of clay only. And if you say that, you will prove to yourself you are also made up of nothing but clay. So here, pure existence, herein in this Upanishad, which starts 6th chapter, Sat Eva Saumya Idam Agre Asid. Sat, pure existence. And existence is same as consciousness. That will come later on. We will see how it comes. And Chit is nothing but Ananda, because there is no multiplicity. These ideas we will discuss later on when it comes. But here what is important is two types of taking away. So supposing there are 10 ornaments made out of gold. Take away the gold. Then what remains? Don't say names and forms, because nothing will remain. Take away names and forms of the ornaments. This is a bangle, this is a necklace, this is a ring, this is a earring, etc. What remains? Pure gold. That means only pure existence And another name for pure existence is Brahma. So, take away existence, nothing remains. Take away the names and forms, pure existence alone will remain. And that is the essence. If you have grasped this essence, we can run through these 7 mantras. As I said, this 4th section has 7 mantras. And he is giving 4 examples. So, first example is Agni or fire. So, you see, fire, it has got 3 forms. One is the red color, one is the white color, and one is the black color. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, there was a time when I meditated upon a light emitted by a burning wick in any lamp. And when you carefully look at this light, there are 3 colors will be there. So, observe carefully, and if you don't find, you just have to extend your imagination. Remember, it is not to prove the colors. Proving color is proving creation. That is not the purpose. It is to take us gradually from the manifest to the unmanifest, from the effects to the cause. That is very important. Let me read the mantra, first mantra. Yat agnehe rohitam rupam tejasaha tat rupam yat shuklam tat apaham. We have to add, it is not there, rupam. We have to add for the sake of grasping. Yat krishnam tat annasya, that is prithvi rupam apagat agnehe agnitvam vacharambhanam ikaro namadheyam trini rupani ityeva satyam. Beautifully expressed here by Uddhala Karuni. What does it mean? Yat agnehe rohitam rupam tat rupam tejasaha. When you see rohitam means red color in fire, then that is the form represented, representing agni or tejas. Agni tattva. Remember, what you are experiencing as a fire is only one of the objects, created objects. But the subtlest element is called fire. So when you look at fire, there are 3 forms, red, white and black. And this red color represents the first manifestation of Brahman as Tejasaha or Agni or fire. Yat Shuklam. And if you behold, there is a white color. Tad Apam Rupam. And that belongs to the waters. That is, the subtlest element, Agni, had manifested as waters. And Yat Krishna. If you see the black color, Tad Annasya. That is the Anna. Anna here is the subtlest element called Prithvi Rupam. That is the form. That means what? When you see black, remember the 3rd element called Prithvi. When you see white color, remember the waters Jalam. And when you see the red color, remember the 1st element of Brahman, that is called Agni. So, giving this example, what he wants to say, just let me remind you that example, it will be easier. You take away gold from the ornament, take away the clay from all the pots. What remains? Actually, nothing remains. That means when we are looking at pots, they are nothing but words. Words means thoughts, as I said. Vacha arambhanam is nothing but some words. They are vikaras. Vikara means modifications of these 3 elements. Namadheyam is only names and forms. So, if you take away the clay or the gold, actually nothing remains. Then what happens? Oh, there was a necklace, there was a pot. But now the clay is gone, so pot is gone. Even if you remember it in your memory, there is no clay and there is no ornament. One Swami used to make a bit of this one. If ornament and gold are separate, then when you give gold to the goldsmith, he will retain the gold and he will give you the ornaments. Do you think such a thing happens? He will only hand over to you the same gold which you gave previously. It was formless, therefore nameless. It is a lump of gold, and but now it has got, is for special purposes, different names, different forms, different purposes. So apakat agnehe agnitvam. When you look at the fire, that agnitvam, fireness, you take away sweetness from a sweet. What remains? Nothing remains. Like that, if you take away from the fire, then this agnitvam, then once you take away agnitvam, the jalatvam also will go away. The annatvam or prithitvam will also go away because they are only modification of the fire. So, I hope it is clear. When we see, we have to add this one, the red color of gross fire, it is from the subtle fire. That is the element called Agni. When we see the white color, it is the manifestation of the subtle water. That is Apaha or Jala. And when we see the dark color, it is Prithvi Tattva or Anna Tattva. Thus, that which constitutes the fireness of the fire is gone. All changes are mere words in name only. Fire is only a name indicating a certain condition. Which fire? Not the element fire, but the gross fire. So, the three colors, red, white and black, representing the three elements, they are the only reality. So, again to repeat, take away gold from an ornament, what remains? Nothing. What happens? To shape, size, nama and rupas, then we take away the substance, nothing remains. That is the understanding. So, the next example also is of the sun. First example is of the fire. Same logic must be applied for anything that we see in this world. So, don't be very clever and go on asking, why only three colors? When I see a mango, I see golden color. When I see a leaf, it is of green color. I hope you remember, every color in this world is only a mixture of three colors. I don't know exactly. It is red and green, blue. These are only. Only here he has given different names, that's all. So, but this is for the colors are for the purpose of easy understanding. Colors means representing the essence, essential elements, which are nothing but ultimately, finally, Brahman. So, second example of the sun. Apply the same. Yat adityasya rohitam rupam tejasah tat. Yat shuklam tad apam. Yat krishnam tad annasya. Apagat adityat adityatvam vacharambanam vikaro namadehyam. Trini rupani ityeva satyam. Exactly same logic. The sun. Take away the essence of the sun from the gross external sun that we are seeing. That is the Agni, the Apaha, and then the Prithvi Rupam. How? Because in the sun also, three colors are manifest. You see the red, you see the black, and you see the white. So, red, white and black. And when we look at the red color, this is called spiritual practice. You look at the red color of any red. You remember, this is one of the sukshma bhutas. You look at the white color. This is one of the colors of the waters. And you look at the black color. And it is because it is very gross, it is called black. Now, if you are very intelligent students, then you will be asking a question. What about the representation of the air and the space? But as I said, there are many other colors are there, but these two are not mentioned. Why? Because perception is not possible. We can't see the air, much less the space. But we can remember we can experience the air and infer from that there is air because sparsha. Oh, it is so nice. It is so hot. How do you know? Because heat touches you, coolness touches you. And how do you know that there is space? If you are able to hear my talk, you have to understand there is space. Because what carries sound? Only space. Akasha represents only sound, shabda. So, following the earlier logic, you take away the essence. Essence means these three elements, or you can say five elements, take away, then the sun will disappear. That is what he wants to say. Then what is it that we are calling the sun? That is, we are forgetting the three subtle elements and we are only remembering the gross external manifestation called fire, called the sun, called the moon, called the lightning. These are only four examples given in this particular section. You take away the essence. And let me put it in a different way. Take away existence from anything in this world. Take away existence from the sun, from the moon, from the fire. The sun is, the moon is, the fire is. Like that, the lightning is. Just now there is a lightning, I saw. Because if it doesn't exist, we don't see. And we are able to experience. And therefore, we can only experience what is existing. And therefore, existence is there. Take away the existence, nothing will remain. Take away the awareness, consciousness, because to say I see, I the consciousness, I the conscious being, with the help of the mind and body, am experiencing the sun, the moon, the lightning, the fire, etc. Take away that consciousness, become unconscious, you don't experience, nothing will be there. So that is what he wants to say. Then what are the things we are experiencing? The fire, the sun, the moon and the lightning. They are nothing but words. And words of what? Even though we are repeating these things, I am going to repeat again in slightly different mode. So, for example, when we see the sun, we think that it is an object. And when we say it is an object, and whatever is objectified is experienced only by a conscious being. So what we are saying, anything that is experienced doesn't have consciousness. Is it true? Not really true, but that is what at the beginning we have to say. Because we can't experience whatever is not existing. And whatever is existing must be having consciousness. And whatever is having consciousness must be having ananda. That means we are seeing nothing but Brahman only. But for argument's sake, I see only and whatever is objectified is not me. That is fundamental principle of Advaita Vedanta. I am not that. The moment we say, I am not that, what am I telling or what am I implying? That object is not me. Means that object is not Brahman, means that object is not Sat, not Chit, and not Ananda. This is another way trying to understand what is it. Everything is nothing but Brahman. That is the final conclusion. Sarvam Khalu Idam Brahma. So, applying this fourth section, the Uddalaka Aruni's logic, you take away the subtle essence of the sun. What remains? Absolutely nothing remains. And what is it? Without reminding ourselves, when we are looking at the sun, this is Brahman in the form of the sun. That is the essence. Look at the moon. I am looking at Brahman in the form of the moon, or I am looking at the moon, which is the manifestation of Brahman. I am looking at the fire, which is manifestation of Brahman, or I am looking at the fire, which is nothing but manifestation of Brahman. I am looking at the lightning, it is nothing but manifestation of Brahman. So, whatever object, I am looking at a tree, looking at a dog,
సో మనుష్య బ్రహ్మ, దెన్ వృక్ష బ్రహ్మ, పక్షి బ్రహ్మ, గృహ బ్రహ్మ, గృహస్థ బ్రహ్మ, సన్యాసి బ్రహ్మ, విద్వాన్ బ్రహ్మ, అవిద్వాన్ బ్రహ్మ. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ స్వామి వివేకానంద మెంట్ దరిద్ర నారాయణ. వెన్ యూ సీ దరిద్ర, డోంట్ సే ఐఎమ్ సీయింగ్ ఎ దరిద్ర, ఐఎమ్ సీయింగ్ నారాయణ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ దరిద్ర. వెన్ యూ సీ ఎ రోగి, ఎ సిక్ మ్యాన్, డోంట్ సే ఐఎమ్ సీయింగ్ ఎ సిక్ పర్సన్, ఐఎమ్ సీయింగ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ నారాయణ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సిక్ పర్సన్. అప్లై ఇట్. వెన్ ఐ సీ ఎన్ ఇల్లిటరేట్ పర్సన్, సీయింగ్ ఓన్లీ బ్రహ్మన్, ఇఫ్ యూ గివ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్, దెన్ హీ విల్ ఆల్సో ఇంప్రూవ్ ట్రూ ఎడ్యుకేషన్. ఓకే, సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్. ది రెడ్ కలర్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ ఈజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫైర్, ది వైట్ కలర్ ఆర్ ది రెడ్ కలర్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ ది అగ్నితత్వం, ది వైట్ కలర్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ ది జలతత్వం, ఆపాస్తత్వం, అండ్ ది డార్క్ కలర్ కృష్ణ రూపం రిప్రజెంట్స్ ది పృథ్వీ ఆర్ అన్నతత్వం. దస్ దట్ విచ్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్స్ ది సన్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ ఈజ్ గాన్ బికాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ బ్రహ్మన్. ఆల్ చేంజెస్ ఆర్ మియర్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ నేమ్ ఓన్లీ, ది త్రీ కలర్స్ ఆర్ ది రియాలిటీ. త్రీ కలర్స్ మీన్స్ ఆల్వేస్ రిమెంబర్ నాట్ రెడ్ వైట్ అండ్ బ్లాక్, బట్ ది ఫైర్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ కాల్డ్ ఫైర్ వాటర్ అండ్ ది అర్త్, దీస్ త్రీ ఆర్ ది ఎసెన్షియల్ త్రీ ఎలిమెంట్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్. Now I will add one small point here. So when we look at the three, any color, and infer, okay, I am seeing the, what is called the element called fire, Agni, element called waters, element called Prithvi, that is also mithya only. Because any manifestation, any duality, why is it a mithya or unreal? Because ekam eva advitiyam. Brahman is well defined earlier itself, ekameva advitiyam. So now evolve slowly from the gross vision to the subtle vision to the subtlest vision, go beyond all visions and remain as that only, even to say only is will be error, but only that pure Brahman, that is the idea. With this logic again we will apply to the moon. Yat chandramasoho rohitam rupam tejasah tadrupam. Yat shuklam, we have to add, you know, yat chandramasoho shuklam rupam tad apam rupam. Yat chandramasoho krishnam rupam tad annasya rupam. That is how we have to supply these words to make the meaning, the sentence complete. అపాగాత్ చంద్రాత్ చంద్రత్వం వాచారంభణం వికారో నామధేయం త్రీణి రూపాణి ఇతియేవ సత్యం. సేమ్ ది రెడ్ కలర్ ఆఫ్ ది మూన్, వెన్ ఎవర్ వీ సీ ది రెడ్ కలర్ ఆఫ్ ది మూన్, రిమెంబర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అగ్నితత్వం. వెన్ వీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది వైట్ కలర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ రిప్రజెంటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది జలతత్వం. అండ్ వెన్ వీ సీ ది బ్లాక్ కలర్, ఇది రిప్రజెంటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది పృథ్వీతత్వం. అండ్ దీస్ త్రీ మేకప్ ది హోల్ or appear with different names and forms at the entire creation. Thus, that which constitutes the moonness of the moon, that means what? Moonness means what? Moonness means these three elements. Remove them, like remove gold, nothing remains. Remove the clay, no pot remains. So, remove these three elements, then there would be no object called moon, the moon is gone. And then, same words are repeated. All changes are mere words in name only. The three colors, that means the three elements, are the reality. Don't forget, when I say three elements, three colors means three elements, and they are also mithya, just like colors, just like we denied all colors are excluded, taking us to there as representations of the three elements. But in their turn, the three elements are also mithya only, because even they are manifestations. So, we have to go to their causes. That is to say, in another way, Brahman is the cause three elements are the effects, three elements are the causes, and this entire mental world and physical gross world are the effects of both the so-called living and non-living. So, the essence of the entire creation is either these three elements or five elements, and the essence of the five elements is none other than Brahman. Don't ask, what is the essence of Brahman? No, Brahman is causeless cause, because it is eternal. Eternal means what? Eternal means there is nothing prior to that. Eternal also means there is nothing posterior to it. That means what? It is not a cause. It is not only a causeless cause, it is not even an effect. It cannot become an effect. And why do we see? We see not because Brahman has become the world. We see because of our mind. That is why it is called mithya. So that is the example ultimately leading to Brahman. Now fourth mantra. Yad vidyutaha rohitam rupam tejasaha tatrupam. Yat vidyutaha shuklam tadapam rupam. That is not the original mantra. Yat shuklam tadapam. Yat krishnam tat annasya. Apagat vidyuto vidyutvam. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. Trini rupani iti eva satyam. So for the sake of better understanding, yad vidyutaha rohitaha rupam. Tat tejasaha rupam. When we see the red color, that is really, we are seeing the element called Agni. Yat vidyutaha shuklam rupam, tad apam rupam. When we see the white element in the lightning, then what are we seeing? That white color represents only jalatattva. And when we see a black, at least after the lightning, we see everything as black. Tad annasya rupam. So that represents the Prithvi Tattva. These three, repeated again for better retention. So, apagat vidyutaha vidyutvam. So you remove, vidyutvam means these three elements. From the lightning, there will be no lightning. Just now, an element has come. I'll give you two examples. May not be appropriate, but certainly it facilitates understanding. What is that? Take, for example, coffee. What is coffee? Hot water, if you prefer, of course, milk, coffee powder, and if you prefer, sugar. Let us say, Indians are very fond of sweet coffee, sweet tea, etc. Why? Because they are very sweet people. So, what is coffee? A combination of four elements. If you remove these, separate these four elements, what remains? Nothing is going to remain there. But let us take another example. Say, supposing you are thinking. What is a thought? Pure consciousness. Then there is the mind. There is an object. And there is a process of thinking. And that is called an idea, a thought or experience, an object. So what are you looking for? For example, I am looking at a tree. What is a tree? Pure consciousness, and there is an object, and that object in the form of the thought, and there is a process by which this external object is taken in as a thought with the help of the sense organs. And if you remove these, separate these four, that combination, then there would be no mind, there would be no thought, but don't say pure consciousness goes away. Pure consciousness has become the tree. Pure consciousness has become the process. Pure consciousness has become the mind. And a combination of all these, and that is called the idea of a tree. So you remove the subtle elements, nothing remains. Nothing remains, that would be a wrong idea. Only pure existence remains. What is the problem? It cannot be experienced. Existence is there, but it cannot be experienced excepting in the form of the division, the subject and the object, the external and the internal, and all the five elements or three elements, whatever way you want to say. So that is how we have to understand. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadeyam. So everything, all that we see, we hear, we taste, we touch, we smell, everything is nothing but manifestation of these three elements in this Upanishad, or five elements. And those five elements are also mithya, because they are manifestations of Brahman. And when we attain to that final knowledge, that is the purpose of this Upanishad, then we have reached the goal, and there will no I or you or we. That is the important thing. So when we remove the lighteningness, the essence of lightening from lightening, then that lightening itself disappears. So all the changes that we perceive, we experience, are mere words. In name only, the three colors are the only the reality. Three colors means three elements in this Upanishad. Three elements are also mithya finally, but this is leading step by step. Now mantra 5 wants to show clearly that is a wonderful, wonderful mantra, that this realization of Brahman, slowly, like climbing a staircase. First of all, you imagine there is a house, there is a roof, and this roof has got a staircase. The staircase has got three steps. What is there? First, what is called? Where are you? On the ground. And what is that ground? This entire external creation that we see, that is called, remember, that is comparable to the ground. And going to the essence, to the little subtler level, from gross to the subtler, that is the first step. That is, you see the earthiness, and then you take the second step, because earth, everything has come from earth, and earth has come from waters. What is the second step? Waters. And the waters has come from which? From which place? Its cause, that is called fire, Agni Tattva. And in this Upanishad, Agni Tattva is a manifestation of Brahman. So that finally leads to the roof called Brahman. Three steps, actually five. The ground, three steps, and the roof. What is the ground? Our experience in this transactional world. What is the first step? Going a little bit deep inside, subtler, cross to subtle, that is called Prithvi Tattvam or the Bhutattvam. Then go a little further, its cause, because a whole universe is effect of this particular earth. And the earth is the effect of waters. Waters is the second step. And the waters is the effect of Agni. That is the third step. From the third step, we go to Brahman, which is can be compared to the roof. I hope that will help. That is the essence of what we discussed. Now, how does a person realize Brahman? Through this process, we have seen so far. And if you take the Jnana Marga, the path of the knowledge, first Shravana from the teacher, then Manana, deep thinking until all doubts are removed, and finally, complete oneness, Nididhyastru, Nididhyasana, we become one, and that is the goal. Now, what Uddhala Karuni wants to say? Remember, he himself was a householder. What he is telling? This marvelous mantra, he says, that any earnest seeker, married, unmarried, householder, a monk, man, woman, Hindu, non-Hindu, Brahmana, Chandala, anyone, if he becomes an earnest seeker of God, can realize God, if they do sadhana in the right way, as taught by their teachers. That is what he wants to say in these three mantras, beautiful mantras. So what does he wants to say in the fifth mantra? Etat hasma vai tat idvamsaha ahuhu purve mahashalaha mahashrutriyaha na no adya kaschana ashrutam amatam avignatam udaharishati itihi ebhyo vidam chakru. The earlier great householders, I said marvelous mantra, great householders, There are householders and householders, great householders and inferior householders. Who are they? Who are well read in the Vedas, knew this, and they did sadhana as mentioned earlier. Perhaps that is how Uddhala Karuni also realized, and they realized Brahma. And then what did they say? There is nothing anyone can mention that is not heard of or thought of or unknown to any one of us realized souls. Because by knowing one Brahman, everything that is the effect of Brahman can be known. Eka karana vijnanena sarva karya vijnanam bhavati. That's what we discussed. Because how did they do this? Because they came to know about the three colors. Three colors means three elements. Each lower element merges in its higher element, and the final element is Agni, and that element finally merges in Brahman. Merges means not as two objects merge, realizes I am nothing but Brahman. I am only appearing as fire. I thought I am fire, but no, it is like this. So the rest of the two mantras, which we will discuss in our next class, are only a little bit off what I just now said through these five steps. And we will discuss that in our... But what is important for us, this is what Sri Ramakrishna's main teaching, that anybody who is Shraddhavan, endowed with Shraddha, and learning is not a qualification. That's why Sri Ramakrishna did not teach alphabet to, not because he failed, not because he was incapable of teaching, educating, but deliberately he did that to prove to the world literacy is not one of the important causes of realization. That's why he himself refused to go through the formal education. So, as I said, anybody, but anybody means they must become earnest seekers, great householders, and every monk was only a householder earlier. Don't forget, every monk represents in past lives as a man, woman, Hindu, non-Hindu, learned, non-learned, and Brahmana, Chandala, etc. We will talk about these marvelous subjects in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May the Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.